fall behind from time to time.
Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
You can hide. True selves come alive on this crazy ride. No scripts, here we go. Honesty will flow. Tune and take a seat. Can you take the heat? Showing sweat so sharp. Carrera plays her part. Together they ignite in the podcast lights.
Hello, hello, hello. Everyone hear me?
We good? Hear you.
Okay, cool. Hi, I'm Carrera.
And I'm Joey.
And welcome to In the Hot Seat, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So for our very special hot seat guest for this week, we haven't been on in maybe a month or so. The stars aren't aligning currently. So our current guest, do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Alec from prior episode Alec.
Exactly, yes. Alec was on sophomore year.
Season one,
sophomore spring, year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago at this point, which is crazy.
Wow.
We looked back at your old document. There are a lot of things in there.
A lot in there, yeah.
And we have even more for today.
Yeah.
Really?
Do you want to say anything about your last episode, last time you were on here, why you wanted to come back for a round two?
Because he was begging us to come on.
I think that I am in a much calmer place now.
Mm-hmm.
I have often been describing it as akin to like the Madonna interview where she talks about how like she was really into like Kabbalah in like the early 2000s and she was like, manifesting is like really important for me. And like, I feel like I'm like,
that's where you are now. Kind of like in an appropriation era.
Well, I am Jewish, so yeah.
In the sense
so that's not.
Well, she's not. She's not. So
she isn't.
So I mean, you could be appropriating other cultures.
She loved to appropriate.
She loved to.
But low-key was appropriate because she did look fucking good doing
oh,
it.
Oh, you can't say that.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
So quickly, just wow, to preface, anything that Alec says, we are not responsible for. Usually we are, but Alec is on the WMFO e-board, so if anything goes wrong, like...
If anything goes wrong, apologies. It is his fault. It is his He's fault. In charge of and us, technically.
He is, so...
And we've never currently... The two of us have never done anything. Anything.
We're very responsible.
That
right,
wrong.
Right.
We need to get that one...
What did you
review that one?
We're
time.
Not in the hot seat. We're not in the hot seat, so we're going to continue.
It's fine.
Oh, was that when you guys were called out for bullying?
No.
Well, I thought that was when you guys were called out for bullying.
No, the thing is that this show is about like bringing the Tufts community together. It's not about bullying. Yes. It's about having fun.
Our message was misinterpreted.
Right.
Exactly. And that happens. You know, art is subjective.
It's subjective.
Art is subjective.
And this is art.
Let's say a lot.
Well, so yes, you are on WMFO e-board. And finally this year you started actually participating.
Wow.
Thank in the
you.
E-board.
Thank you.
Do you
I
have
know.
Anything to say about your current position title? Why you weren't doing anything before? Why this is
why
the
I
year
wasn't
of
doing anything. It just
of
wasn't
Alec.
Really aligned with Zero of Alec. Well, I was like in charge of like Studio B, which I really shouldn't have been because it just like isn't. I'm not very. I wasn't at the time, nor am I currently. I would love to be though. But I can keep saying I would love to be, and like, yeah, I guess that doesn't translate, but yeah, no, I was in charge of like the live music facilities, and that just like didn't make sense.
Mm.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Cause you're not qualified or?
I mean, yeah. Well, like genuinely.
Think about.
Yeah. Right. But now I'm doing like events and like social media, which is like.
Mm-hmm. He's an influencer.
We all. Oh, so that's not.
Try being an influencer for
if you see the WMFO story post. If you see. That is him. So. Or if you went to the WMFO speed dating.
Oh.
That was also him. You could find the love of your
speed
life
friending.
There.
Speed friending. Oh. It was more so of a friending.
It's a platonic vibe.
It was a platonic vibe. That's the vibe. That's
is that your vibe for...
This is 2026 vibe.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
That's
but
like,
not 2025?
I just said it was a 2025.
Sorry. I misunderstood.
I'm really trying to find the holes in my verbiage.
Well,
right
we just
want
to clarify. That's what we're here to do is to clarify.
Mm,
yeah, to speak out.
Right.
My next comment is about how when you entered this room, you still had one AirPod in. And I will say most of the time that you're with people, when you're walking around, when you're like in an active conversation, you'll pop that one AirPod to two AirPods in.
Mm. I think this is defendable.
I don't think so.
Joey, what do you have to say about this?
Well, I'm not in the hot seat, so I don't have to answer anything. Okay. But I'm choosing to answer and... Right. I am often sometimes, you know, the headphone is in and you're still able to have a conversation with it in.
I don't
because
know if that's
I can
true.
Because I put my headphones on.
But do you, absolutely but are you really listening? Because
yes.
Recently you've been trying to spread this verbiage called gay listening.
Oh, I don't.
Which I don't technically think is true. You're like, I can listen, but also not listen. I can always keep up in the conversation.
Look, you know, the very small amounts of times that I tend to like see like the Ride podcast on my like For You page.
What is the Ride podcast?
You know, it's like Benny Drama and like Mary Beth Brown.
Never heard of these people.
Like,
you know,
overcompensating.
Overcompensating.
Oh, them.
My friend also hates them from home.
Well, we'd have
okay,
a good time.
Okay, let's keep
well,
this
sorry,
moving.
Not, yeah, sorry. I don't even know why. But anyway, anywho. Yeah, they just brought up the term gay listening. I just like feel like it's like the act of like a gay man like listening, but like there's definitely like something else on his mind, you know?
But you're just like, you're not really wanting to listen to the people
that's
in your
not
life. Like
true.
You don't want to listen
I
to
just
women.
I have a lot to think about all the time. Wow. Not that no one else does. I just like, it just, my mind wanders
wow.
sometimes.
Wow.
It errs. And that, don't put shame on me for that.
Okay,
well. We're going to put shame on you for other things, and we have to move on to the next topic, because I'm getting reports that we're being
boring.
Are
there this many That's not...
My 17-year-old brother just Snapchatted me
no!
and said, what is this?
There's
this is
so
boring.
Many layers like that in like the worst way
so
possible.
So we have to continue.
You still have Snapchat?
Yes, because that's the only way my brothers will communicate with me.
You would.
So you were abroad. In the spring, is that true?
I was.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I was told that you visited our lovely friend
Amsterdam.
Carrera in Amsterdam.
Yes. I did, yeah.
Twice?
Oh, wow. Wait, why were you there twice? What happened the first time around?
I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then I was like, I might as well go back twice.
Oh, so nothing else happened? I thought we were going to be open this time.
Well, Well, there was a mishap.
Oh, well, can you elaborate on that?
I was a little bit, I got really tired.
Of course.
Through the filtration of this system, I got really tired. And, you know, I lost a couple of items. In my tiredness, I lost my phone and wallet.
Oh.
At a club. Outside the club. I didn't get in because I was too tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so everyone is aware of the story, Alec came to visit me in Amsterdam. We went to a club, did not make it inside the club because of his state, and had to go right home. Woke up the next morning. Alec's first question was, did we go to the club last night? I said, oh, baby, we made it outside the club.
I don't think you responded. I think you like physically like whole body rolled your eyes. like everyone, like it was felt throughout like the entire like Netherlands.
You get up, you're like, oh, I'm gonna go to the bathroom, I'm gonna get up. And then suddenly you're running frantically through my room and you're like, where's my phone? And I was like so tired and I was not having it. And I was like, okay, let me check your location. The phone's location was outside of the club that we had been outside of the night before.
Shout out Radeon
in Amsterdam.
Shout out Radeon
in Amsterdam. Which was a 40-minute, 35-minute train ride from my my housing. Suddenly, he's like, where's my wallet? Oh, okay. So then he's like, we have to go right now. So we took the train, 35 minutes to go outside of this club, walked 10 minutes to get there. I took Joey there too.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
I did have a great time there.
Was it memorable?
Yes, very memorable, actually.
That's good.
Yeah.
I didn't find it quite memorable.
Well, you didn't get in. I did. So.
And we get there. We're searching around outside for maybe 45 minutes. It's in this like dilapidated like park. There's like a swing set and like a slide. And then there's also trash everywhere on the ground, obviously, because there had just been an event there the night before. Mm-hmm. Looking around, seeing some gross things on the ground that were also there just from the night before.
That were also just there. I created those things. Alec, they came from
Alec
my
threw
body.
Up.
I threw up.
All over the ground. Saw that again.
In his tiredness.
Yeah.
In my tiredness and my fatigue.
And could not find the phone or the wallet. We searched for so long and I said, Alec, wait, can you just put your find my iPhone into my phone? And let's track it. Let's like see if we can play sound. And then you were like, I don't know my Apple ID password.
Which is, there's a lot of, that's its own thing, you know?
Which you should know your Apple ID password.
I haven't updated my phone in years.
Okay.
You
it's
know?
Probably not.
Like, it's not like, I mean, that's not like.
And your phone was just green. Your phone was just green.
My phone was green. I have a lot of technical difficulties happening.
So then here's the next thing we had to do.
Oh.
He said, we have to go back to your dorm. We have to go get my computer so that I can find my iPhone. So we do a 35 to 40 minute train ride back to my dorm. I will say I'm not feeling very well. Both of us are not feeling very well.
I think the only thing that the story highlights is that Carrera is like a great person.
Yeah, no,
for putting up with this.
Also, shout out to your friend as well.
Yeah, my friend Ellie.
Who is Saint Angel as well. Like, seriously.
Yeah. My friend Ellie, who also helped take care of Alec and went back with us.
Seems like you're always getting taken care of.
Well,
he's nothing to say.
So
let me just finish the story. So we go back to my dorm. We get Alec's computer. We go back. We take the train back. Mm-hmm. We go outside. We plug in the little password, whatever, into his computer. He has to connect via my hotspot. Making the phone ring, hearing nothing. We're searching outside for like 45 more minutes, hearing nothing. No ringing's going off. Then we're like, oh, your phone just died. It definitely just died because it's not connecting anymore. And then we're like, okay, the phone must be inside of the club. Yeah. Somebody must have brought it in. But the thing is that Alec was leaving the next morning to go to Barcelona.
Which is
his own thing. He's leaving to go to Barcelona really the next day. Thing. And I was like, Alec, like, I don't know if you're going to get your phone back. Like, it's not, the club's not going to be open until the next weekend. Like, I don't know if there's a way, like, even if it's in there, like, I don't know if we'll be able to get it back. And we're like, okay, we're going to set you up. We're going to set you up to go to Barcelona without a phone or a wallet. Because he had his passport still.
Yeah.
So we took out from my bank account. Well, your dad sent me some money. And we took out, in the ATM by my dorm, we took out a bunch of cash. Because I was like, Alec, here's your cash for your week in Barcelona. And I was like, we're going to go back to my dorm. We're going to print out a map of how to get to the airport from Amsterdam, how to go to the airport,
print out your airline ticket,
yeah. And then print out the map of how to get from the Barcelona airport to where you're staying. And you're like, okay, that's fine. And then once I'll like meet all my friends, it'll be totally fine. It's fine that I don't have a phone or a wallet.
I mean, like, it wasn't like, I think that there was a point where it's like, well, there's also just like a point in the situation where it's like, you just have to be okay with it. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, you were like, actually in a very good mood.
I was honestly
post
quite
us kind of having like searched the outside of this club.
Yeah. Well,
for 3
I mean,
hours.
Like, what was I going to do?
The
like,
Ellie then like, did come and help us search
which,
too.
Well, Ellie, I mean, like, God, like, bless her. Yeah. Like, genuinely, like, I really didn't know her, like, at all. And then I said some choice things when I was like egregiously drunk, apparently. But like,
no, you were egregiously tired.
When I was egregiously tired.
Sorry about that.
And we bonded. Yeah. I think I held her face in my hands.
Yeah, probably.
From what
you said,
I've
that you like
told.
Loved her and that you were like,
yeah. Well, also
thought she was beautiful.
I think she was beautiful. Well, also it was like quite nice because like I mean this is like completely off. You know, this is completely off topic. But like, I then ended up running into her like. When
that
I was coming
back to Amsterdam.
I was coming, well, no, I was transferring from Amsterdam back to Paris to see you.
Yeah.
And then I ran into her in the airport and I was like, I'm pointing with my fingers right now. And then she was like, yeah. I was like, and then we hung out for a little bit. And then I gave her advice on like how to present flowers to her girlfriend. Cause she was like, should I lay the petals on the bed? Like, should I give them to her? Like, and I was like, lay the petals on the bed. Like, yeah.
Okay.
It was a good time.
Well, the end of the story is basically you ended up getting your phone and wallet back and you didn't go to Barcelona.
Oh, I did go to Barcelona.
But you didn't go without your phone and wallet.
Oh, well,
you
yeah,
got
no,
back.
I went. No, and it was a whole thing. Hurrah. I listened to Boom Clap. That was crazy. Have you ever experienced like,
Boom Clap?
Something like, and then you play Boom Clap and yeah. Everything chips. Like, wow. Like, wow. Seriously, like, the first song, I put my AirPods in, and I listened
back
to Boom
from getting
Clap.
Your phone. And the woman that you got your phone from charged your phone.
Not only did she charge my phone, we smoked a cig together, like, in the rain in Amsterdam. She was like, and then we talked about her life. And, like, I was like, well, like, what, like, what do you do? Like, what do you, and then she, like, told me about how she's, like, talking to Christian at Radeon, like, da-da-da-da. Anywho. Mm-hmm.
That's
okay. Anywho. Yeah. But, yeah, but. Pause. I would like to thank you again for that, for staying with me through that. Because, yeah, I mean, that was, like, quite... That was probably like, the worst moment. Like, genuinely. Genuinely. Yeah. Like, it really was, like...
The worst moment of...
And, like, the worst...
Of
worst,
your life?
Not the worst okay. moment of my life.
You gotta clarify.
But, like, the worst moment, like, probably that I had, like, within, like, the past couple of years. And, like, like after starting college, I think. Because it just, like, was, like, a complete reflection of, like, I just wasn't thinking about anything else other than, like, my own. Which was, like, and I'm, like, the only reason that I ever even got to that point was because I was, like, so anxious the night before that I just was, like, gonna... I was just, like, NyQuil, whatever that means. But yeah, but like, I don't even know. But then it was just like a matter of like, okay, like this is how I need to like quell my own anxieties. And like, I like also
you
just,
so you've
I,
taken this opportunity as a learning experience.
Well, like, how can you not?
Well, I remember sitting with you on that train, just laughing to myself being, Alec, if this is not rock bottom, then I don't know what is.
No,
I just
it
kept
was
being
like
it can't get worse than this, really, right?
Yeah,
like,
you have these moments. You have these moments.
But also, yeah, I mean, like, there are definitely... It also was, like, really, like, the weird part of it is that also, like, I was, like, the idea of, like, not having anything on me and, like, really being, like... just like traveling around and like especially like when you had class that one day and I didn't even have any sort of technology really. Yeah.
I was like, meet me here, take the train to. I left you my like credit card so you could so you could pay for the train.
I know. I was writing like a map of like where to go and like what stop to go to, and I still have that pen that the lady at the front of your dorm gave me, who was very kind.
Beautiful.
She probably had like thousands of pens, whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But no, I mean it was like really, I don't know. I mean like, it happened, you know, and like how, like, and then like from there it was just like, okay, like how do I rebuild in a way where it's like I feel like, I don't know, like, you know, it was a quite selfish like 48 hours.
Mm. Yeah,
you know, like, and I don't know, I feel like it completely re-engineered the way that I think about how I am with other people.
Wow. I love that.
Aww.
For you.
Aw,
unfortunately, that's not the message that we're trying to bring with our show. So now we have to go back to your lower moments.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
Historically, you used to have, I don't know if you still do, in your notes app, a list of people who you would kiss by letter.
Oh my God, wait, that's from like ages ago.
Well, we're going back.
Oh my God.
And a majority of them were women. Is that...
A majority of them are women.
Is that not true?
I don't think that's... Well, not that I... Okay. This was also, like, sophomore year, I will say. Of
course. And, well, sophomore
well,
year.
Well, a lot was happening sophomore year. But I will say... Well, I mean, in terms of the moment that, you know, the woman who...
Mm-hmm.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we were
We're getting there. We're getting there. Oh, sorry. I'll let you guys direct this.
Well, first have to...
No, I shan't.
First, we have
I simply shan't.
We're curious because our close friend, Chloe, oftentimes when you're really tired, you love to kiss Chloe.
That's horrible because I really don't.
How many times have you remembered?
Yeah, yeah,
that was actually a question.
I was deep in REM. Like I really
several
don't
times.
No,
times.
Idea. No, seriously.
Do you want her subconsciously? Is that what this is about? Or
I think I honestly don't.
Do you just
want to
kiss someone?
You don't know. I think you could.
I don't know. Well, I think it's probably what the latter of what you said, and I think.
Just want to kiss
someone. But I also think it's like I think there's a certain like proximity. I don't know. I think like obviously like. I'm like not in like a weird way, but just like I do think that like to be like close physically with my friends is like also like something that is important.
Mm. Physical intimacy is important.
Wow. You know,
do we need the coordinator?
When you go to a party, do you often like hope that at the end of the night there will be a kiss?
No.
Really?
That was something that that sophomore year.
Wow.
But like I'm off the party for you train. And
well, because we actually heard something that happened last night.
No.
Yikes.
Someone went missing. We were like, apparently it was Where's Alec? Where's Alec? Where's Alec?
Are we talking about Pizzagate?
Yeah.
We're talking about Pizzagate. Carrera, if you want to take over from here. Because you were there. You lived through this.
Well, your face.
Nope, let Carrera speak.
Yeah, sorry.
So I was just... My house threw a wonderful, wonderful party last night. And everyone had left. And it was just like the people lived in the house, like, hanging out on the couch. And I checked people's locations just to make sure, like, everyone made it back okay. Everyone was gone. Alec's location was still in the house. And I was like, weird. Maybe it's just not updating. Checked back, like, 25 minutes later. Still there. I was like... Still here. Like maybe he just left his phone here. I texted you like three times, like, where are you? Like, where are you? What are you doing? No response.
Where are you?
Zero response. Yeah. And I was like, there's only really one place you can be. And then
you know, I know other people in that house.
I mean,
right?
I know,
well,
but I was just on the
time of night.
At this time of night, and I had known everyone else was pretty.
So I couldn't be talking to me, Eva Tori, in the.
I knew she was. I know she was having a different situation.
Oh. Was Riley there?
No.
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 Okay.
There's just something else happening.
She's not in the hot seat. You are.
Yeah. Oh. And.
Oh. Sorry. Sorry.
And.
For Gore.
You come down the stairs like 25 minutes later with. I don't know. Am I using a name?
Matthew O'Connor.
Matthew O'Connor.
Well, and I literally. He wanted to be mentioned because, you know, he's very proud that he was our first pick. For the show today.
Well, yeah, he was like...
But who stepped up? Who
Alec
stepped up in
the second
spot?
Pick for today?
Actually, you were like maybe fourth, but...
Well, I actually made a joke that I was fourth to him to like demote him because, you know, in like the order
that
of
is
like,
true. I think Tygan was first.
No, Matthew.
Like Tygan and Emmy?
Tygan and Emmy both declined.
Tygan and Emmy...
Well, Emmy actually was not asked, I don't think, but...
No.
Tygan declined, so unfortunately. Mm.
But you were saying my face when you walked up.
Oh my God, your face was like... Your mouth fell to the floor, or your jaw was like down, and your slack, and it was like your tongue was like.
Just because I had like thought like, okay, there's only one place you could be, but then when you walked down the stairs together, came around the corner together, I was just like,
OMG.
But it wasn't like that.
Well, we'll never know for sure.
Girl,
we'll have to ask Matthew O'Connor next time.
Girl. No, I mean, yeah, like I had pizza. It was good.
But I just want to
see. We talked about mutual hatred.
Oh, who do you mutually hate? Don't be afraid.
Not hatred, because I'm taking a class called Forgiveness and Revenge, and I don't want resentment to be a thing. But he was saying that he had some issues that were coming to a head recently, and I simply supported him on the matter.
Don't be afraid to say anything.
I just like to see my friends feel vindicated.
That's a real feeling.
Yeah, and like, yeah. So
I'm happy for that. I'm happy for you too and your pizza that you guys
pizza
ate together.
Gay. Yeah, right.
Well, going back to our prior conversation.
Oh, okay.
Just going through kissing Chloe, kissing other women. Let's talk about last Halloween.
Of course.
I just want to say, what was your Halloween costume that night?
Sexually Curious George.
And did it come true?
I don't think I was the curious one that night, but maybe, yes, it did come true in some, I would say it could have come true, but I didn't let it come to fruition.
Gay.
Do you want to tell a brief depiction of what happened this night?
Basically for, I'm going to use the name Spoon for this person.
I don't know why.
Fork. I used to do like this peer support thing in high school.
They did.
A little bit, but not really. It was more of like a legs intertwined scrolling on like Instagram.
Legs intertwined is pretty intimate,
that's
I would
pretty
say.
Pretty intimate, yeah.
Because this person is famously
a lesbian.
Wow. Like a famous Tufts lesbian who doesn't attend.
Infamous, honestly. Famous.
Who doesn't attend Tufts anymore.
Well, no shade. All love.
Graduated. But graduated. Like. Infamous, famous,
well,
everything.
At this party.
Tough lesbian.
Yeah, at this party, you know, most of my friends are gay women. So, like, you know, when I'm talking at the party, it's going to be with all my gay friends. Mm-hmm. And everyone's coming up to me and is like, dude, like, Spoon. Spoon looks so good tonight. Like, I just, like, want Spoon so bad. Like,
everyone was,
All the women. And they were all coming up to me, like, doing the da-da-da-da, like, smash. And then I ended up, and I had known Spoon, like, kind of, like, regularly because of, like, they used to work at the sink. So, like, I would be, like, we became friends through that. I ordered so much there that she had to become friends with me. So,
Your ploy all along?
And we were in the same, we were all in the same burlesque dance, I will say.
There were other sink workers that I felt more passionately about in that sense. shout out that recent graduate,
The lesbian?
No, the one who's dating Audrey Moore.
Oh.
Yeah.
DT David.
DTD David.
Wouldn't know.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out.
Anyway. Anywho. Wait, what was I saying?
You were the belle of the ball and you took her home.
Yes, essentially.
Well, yeah, like, everyone wanted her and Alec was the one who left with her.
She comes up to me, we're kind of talking, and then she starts to like stroke my arms in a sensual fashion. And then I tell her I'm sexually curious, George. She's like, that is so funny. And like, yeah. She's like, that's so funny. And she's like, you know, like sexuality like really is a spectrum. And I was gone. And I was like, I was really tired. And I was like, honestly, yeah, like it is. And to be fair, this was like after like months of like really like I was really contending with like men, and I was like, do I actually like these people as like organisms in my life?
And it did come at a moment. Yeah, it came at a crazy moment. Yeah.
Which I was really considering. I guess I had a lot of reflection this last year.
You found out.
Yeah, I found out. Well, yeah, well, I ended up, well, she was talking to me. She was like, you know, like, do you want to go back to mine? And I was like, okay, yeah. And then she kind of like, also like grazes my neck with her lips a little bit. Is that PG? Is that too bad?
I mean,
it's like 5:30. And yeah, she
romantic.
Was like, you know, it's a little, yeah, everything is, anyways, we walk like 5 steps out of that party. She's leading me by the hand. And then hit that 5th step. I'm like, I'm making the biggest mistake ever. But what ends up happening is I stay the night. I do end up staying the night, and you know, I'm wearing her like sweatshirt. I meet all of her roommates. We like cuddle for a little bit, and like we stalk her ex's Instagram, which I think that was fresh for her. It didn't seem like we both.
It seemed like she was definitely probably going through something.
We were exploring together. States of mind. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I leave in the morning and she goes, you know, that was weird. I was like, yeah. She's like, I'll see you at the sink. I was like, yeah. And then I barely spoke to her like ever again. At TDC.
But then she was targeting you. Moves.
She was targeting me.
And other gay men, I will say.
True. Yeah. I forgot about this.
You changed something for her.
I don't know. I think she changed all by herself.
I think she was just going through.
I think she was just going through some stuff, which is fair. I'm not going to judge her for that. I'm just going to be like acknowledging like, oh, like it just was. It was also fall, you know, and fall is fall.
Well, because as we say on the show, sexuality is a spectrum.
As we always
we've always said it.
Mm-hmm. As we always say.
Yeah.
If this situation was offered to you again, would you?
No. I wouldn't.
Wow. You wouldn't even consider.
It just, she,
the idea of moment. A woman scares you?
No. So no. But there's this moment, to break it really down, there's a moment we were both in bed together and she's looking at me and she goes, you're so beautiful. And I don't say anything back. And I look away. I look anywhere else but her. And I like actually couldn't say anything back to her. And she like is. Like she is like an attractive person. Like, just not for me.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But I just needed to try it. And something was in the air, honestly. That month, something was in the air.
Something was in the
all
air.
All these gay boys were like...
Yeah, there were other
instances. Trying things out. Yeah. There were other, incidents. So, like...
There was something in the air.
I'm not alone. Yeah. I know I'm
sure
not
it
alone.
Was in the air, but...
Not...
I think it was just the
everyone,
of fall.
Everyone being the bi era of Tufts.
The bi era, yeah. I mean, everyone was about to go abroad.
True.
You gotta try it out.
Changing.
But I will say, my biggest memory of this night is seeing your text at 3:30, 4 in the morning. You saying, why did I go home with Spoon? And I check your location and I'm like, oh my God.
Well, you didn't believe me at first. Oh. And then you believed.
I didn't believe you. I literally was like, are you kidding? Like, what are you talking about? Like, I thought went home, meaning like. Like, oh, like, we, like, walked each other home. Like, we went home together, like, whatever.
I will say there was upset. There was, I feel like, not from you, but in general.
What do you mean? They're upset with you?
Not upset, but, like...
They're like, you went.
There was upset. Like, it was, like...
You stole an opportunity.
Went home with her.
Yeah.
And I, yeah, and it was, like, a whole...
Did you, like, kind of, like, feel like...
Did you feel like you won, you know?
No. I mean, I didn't win anything. Well, I guess I like figured out my own personal desires.
Year of growth, I guess.
Wow, this is really healing.
Yeah, see
the healing. Alex
see how show. Healing my year was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was shocked, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's good. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Do we want to do a quick PSA while we're just talking about? Beautiful things, growth, and spectrums.
He's beautiful. Spectrums. I can't.
Wait, I want to find a good one.
Well, we don't have all day, so I'll take your...
Oh! Okay, let me read this for some of you. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults.
Mm-hmm.
In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transport.
Mm.
It's a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult.
Mm-hmm.
Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A PSA from WMFM and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Wow.
Wow, beautiful.
You know who you are.
Beautiful. Get out there and walk, everybody.
Get out there and walk.
You better walk.
You better walk.
To hop back in,
okay.
I'm about to reveal something that I don't think has been publicly revealed before.
What? Wait, what's happening?
Famously.
What's happening?
Alec, I don't know if it's still up to date.
What are you doing?
But Alec has created a web.
Oh my God, no.
Of people
no, this is so
at
bad.
Tufts who
Carrera have has also.
Just I okay, just, wanna,
just get into it and I'm going to take this in stride.
Yes, as you should. Do you feel like it's okay to document everyone at Tufts' sexual history?
Well, let me provide a little bit of backstory.
Yeah, please.
Probably not, honestly. probably not, honestly. Well, didn't, like, Jenny make it in that show? Carrera, you watched The L Word, right?
No.
Really?
he's really trying to pawn
I've
this
seen
off.
The first episode.
I bet you did. Well, in the L Word, there's this, the map is the same concept. It's like this one character creates a map between all of the lesbian characters in the show. Mm. And then freshman year, it was like, well, even prior to freshman year, in high school, my friends and I did a lot of weird things, including this. We made our own map of everyone at our high school, as much as we knew. I mean, we weren't very, like, out there, I guess. But, like, then coming to Tufts, it was, like, there was a moment where I was, like, wait, this could be really funny. Because, like, I feel like, especially, like, our year is very social.
Yeah.
And I, to put it like that, and I feel like I felt like it would just, like, be funny to, like, look back on it and be, like, oh, my God, like, I forgot about that, like, da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but it probably is wrong, but... You know, a lot of people do worse things. People murder people.
How up to date is it? When was the last time it's been updated?
Probably when I was in Amsterdam with Carrera.
Wow, so that's pretty recent, I would say.
I mean, yeah, I guess it hasn't been updated this semester.
Did a new line get drawn last night?
A new
no. Well, maybe for some people.
No, ew.
Maybe for some people.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'd have to go in there and, you know.
Will you ever release it?
Why would I release that?
Well, why do you think it's crazy. Okay to have the information and not make it public? Well, because after all, it's not your information to have.
I mean, like, then you can, like, make a debate about, like, what is information? Like, should we even, like, be talking about? I mean, I feel like a lot of, like, what it is, like, conversations that I've had definitely with both of you. And then it's just on
We're not
paper.
In the hot seat, you are, so.
So, I don't feel, I mean, it just is, like, a physicalization of, like, the words that we verbalize.
Personally pro releasing the web.
Yeah, Joey. Well, of course you would be.
Not to be selfish, but I've only seen a blurry picture of it. So I've seen
a blurry picture. I didn't even know there was a picture of it.
There's like a blurry picture of it, and you can't see any names,
Carrera,
but it's big.
You've been
and there's
asking
a lot
me
of
to
lines.
Send you the link for a while. I guess you just took a picture of it because you wanted.
But I took a blurry photo so that nobody could really see it.
Yeah, you can't see anything.
You can't really see it. Just so they can see
you
the.
You can see how expansive.
You can see how big it is
and
it
how
is,
connected it is.
I think that's also the comedic thing about it is that it's so expansive.
It's very expansive.
It's kind of insane.
There's
honestly.
Some like just
and
like
everyone's connected. Genuinely.
Yes. There are some loops in there. There are some stars. There are some like.
It's Bush. It's like it's distasteful.
It's sometimes things happen.
It's like crazy.
Sometimes things happen. You're like, oh my God, I never thought that would happen. I put them all the way on the left side, but they're all the way on the right side. Like, I can't believe this. Like,
no, it is crazy. And it also, well, it's what the point of the show is, community building. But no, okay. But I do think it is like a fun way to reflect on like how everyone is connected. Cause also like you can make it like via other routes and like know that like, I don't know. It is like something where I think we were thinking about experimenting with like having different sorts of like even just people who know each other from like clubs or like within like a separate sort of like doc, which would have been way harder because like everyone just knows everyone regardless. But like, I mean, it's a small campus.
I personally think the way to go about revealing this is that
wait, I should have submitted that for Currents.
That would have been good.
That would have been really good. No, not for the Observer.
Is that not
Currents?
What is Currents?
Currents is the procedure. Maybe not for the procedure, but
it's more
like
it's a more like artistic magazine. They only do one release a semester.
Oh, and you put the picture.
Well, I was talking to Lily about submitting, and I really didn't know what to submit. Well, one of the things I was thinking about submitting was like, I would apologize to everyone for anything I've ever.
That's what our show is for.
And then,
don't take away
what this show is for. But then I was like, do I really want to blow up? Like every relationship I ever have maybe by doing that, like that's crazy because it like the concept is like cubed. My Halloween costume was Kitty facing the world, if you know what I mean. I like so like cubed Kitty facing the world is like the format of, and I think that's very like cubed Kitty facing the world, but also that's like would be crazy to publish. But I think the concept of it would be interesting to have. Swap all the names, but like
I think you should just like really print it out and like
glue
it to a wall. Flyer it around.
No. And then host a party where it's like an unveiling.
Oh yeah, you like you count like black out all the names.
And then slowly throughout the night you start revealing.
You're like, whoa, everyone's betting on who the next person is. Like, oh no, I think it's Alec.
Next
like,
we have. Yeah.
And you have to like throw out some
and
crazy
you could start guessing
there.
Because then you'll start seeing who's connected to who and then the
wait,
line.
That's actually kind of really a fun event.
That's really fun.
I would do that.
I mean, yeah, maybe like
Maybe after maybe senior like week. After senior week.
Yeah. After Jumbo Smash, honestly. Yeah.
Something to think about.
But regardless, sorry if that is bad to you.
Everyone.
I mean, I know it's not. I know it really is uncouth, definitely, for sure. But I also think that, like, I will say, like, worse things have happened. And, like, people do worse things on the daily on this campus. So
I think if you want to see the web, you should make it known and let Alec know. Like, yeah, let's start hashtag text release the web.
Mm-hmm.
Just hashtag Madam Web. Wait, I should go as Madam Web.
Her web.
Like, low-key. Wait, that like a couple's costume, Madam Web, and like the girl who makes it from the L word. That's the niche, I guess.
It'd be intellectual. It'd be intellectual.
Wow.
Ancient gay son.
Wow, that really just silenced me. You know, speaking of silencing, when was the last time you silenced a room?
I would say recently at the Art Burlesque Monday.
Yes.
I said some choice words.
We have the quote if you want to.
No.
Well, that's what our viewers come to the show for.
No.
And
our listeners.
The place that you landed on the Pangea board was call me a.
It's like never have I ever, but, never, you've but done
something you've done.
Something you have done.
And Alec said, and I quote,
la 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 la.
Sorry. So it's the opposite of never have I ever.
It's kind
so
of like, yeah.
I have done this. if you've done this, raise your hand, basically. If you have ever flirted with people while they had a boyfriend, and the room went
silent.
Smoking.
Nobody responded. Right, we were all like
not
talking.
One hand was
we
raised.
Were all like, we were all like laughing whenever he said that, and we all were like,
I'm gonna turn on my no, I don't know.
But I think
he got very uncomfortable very quickly.
I feel uncomfortable. Well, I mean, well, it's also funny because then I talked to people after and they were like, honestly, like, yeah, I have done that. I don't really know why I didn't say anything about it. And I was
don't rope other people into this.
Well, I'm not like roping specific people. I'm just saying like
other people have definitely done it at some point in their lives, obviously.
It's also like you may do it unconsciously.
Well, the question is, you did it consciously, but would you do it again?
Would I do it again? No.
Not for the same person, but in general.
In general?
Like
no.
Well, I was talking more in general.
In general, no. I feel like
because you've grown.
I've grown. I mean, it's just a weird. It's just weird. Like, it's just weird. And, like, there's also, like, there's just so many people in the world. Like, why would I be, like,
a lot of fish in the sea?
There's just a lot of fish.
Don't need to be talking to a fish that has another boyfriend.
Are there any fish that we're circling right now?
That we're circling? That's a crazy way to say that.
Okay, that we're reeling in?
We're reeling in. I honestly really don't feel like. Like, no. Like, I mean, like, I don't, to have halibut for dinner would be great, but like I also
because
like,
our viewers might, you know, if
but
you want to
halibut can come at an expense, you know, and like I just
think
well
about.
I was talking to you about this last night where I was just like I feel like if I added like a male into the equation right now I just like wouldn't enjoy myself.
But what
all.
About a lesbian?
Okay, we're gonna I actually did consider that.
Well, we know you've considered it.
Well, yeah, but that just would never work, unfortunately. But
you could hold hands.
I'll love, yeah.
Get intertwined feet.
But yeah, I would go insane if I had to like deal with like a male right now.
So you haven't like recently slid into anyone's DMs?
No sliding.
Has anyone slid into yours?
Like in specifically that
if
context,
you want to pull up your phone you could check we're not we have time
what it did something just happen
we just said somebody
you just said the messenger yeah I don't believe so. I mean like I was talking to this one guy but like it really like didn't peter out and I just like didn't like I don't know there was just like a certain level where I was like you just don't seem super together, and like I would.
So you're looking for someone who's put together.
Not put. I'm looking for. Well,
you're not looking for like.
Here's what I'm.
A home renovation.
I'm 21, male. No, I'm like. I would say, well, because I'm just at a point. I think we're all at this point where we're about to be propelled so hard into some like territory that's just completely different after we graduate. I think that the rate at which I would be moving, I need someone who's moving at the same rate. And whether that is someone who is our age, which I... no.
So you want someone younger?
No. God, no.
Or much older, like 40?
not much older.
So what's your age range?
Actually, a happy medium. Well, okay, the guy who I was just talking to was 26.
Ooh.
Which really isn't that bad. My one of my really good friends, Amanda, who you haven't even met yet.
Amanda.
We're going to make that happen.
Amanda.
Yeah. Amanda. Her boyfriend just turned 25, and he is the best thing that, like, not the best thing, but, like, he... Well,
she's
this,
lost with that.
Yeah, she's I think this past year, like, he's been really good for her. And, like, just, like, see someone who is a lot more anchored down and, like, understand, like, isn't... I don't know.
You
I
want
think,
stability.
Yeah, I think there's just a little important. Bit more of an anchor that's, like...
You're valid.
That is tangible with, like, someone who's just, like, a smidge older. Like, 24 to 26. Not that I, like... Set. Not that
that's
Gabriel.
24 to not 26 years old. Hit Alec up.
The Somerville area. 24-year-old male to 26-year-old. But this guy who I was talking to, I just like really like. There was just a point at which, like, I don't know.
You
I just actually,
on.
I would. I just don't like the game. I don't like playing the game.
Yeah,
it's stupid and it's idiotic and it's just like just say it to my face. Like,
yeah.
So,
well,
I agree. Okay, moving on.
Anywho.
You have just become known recently.
Oh God.
As a DJ on Tufts campus.
I guess.
I mean, you have since sophomore year, but
you're getting
more people are picking up
famous.
On it.
I guess, yeah.
You're getting some traction. Sure. And you currently are making a couple mixes for or just one.
A couple mixes.
Different TDC dances.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite one that you've been working on?
I think, well, I think it's just easy to say Sarah and Mia's, which I've only really been assisting with, but I would say that one also because I can see the tangible results every single time I go to practice and I'm doing the dance.
Mm.
And like the other one that I was assisting with was your guys. Is that you guys?
Cat's Eye the Musical.
You're also in Cat's Eye. And like, it's fun to, and it's like been good and like fun, but like I haven't been seeing the tangible results every day, so it's like not like I can like
mm-hmm.
yeah, but I also just think yeah, I don't know, but I'm excited to see what it looks like all together. I feel like I always send it into like a void, like a random ass matrix.
No, I think that's fine. It's a butt.
No,
we just had a whole thing on the board about it. I don't even want to.
That's so
it.
Bad that you just think that, but let's continue.
Anywho, but yeah.
So
that's my answer. Sorry.
Also, MCCC,
yeah,
Daniel CC mm-hmm. has also been making many people's TDC
making beats.
For Les Mixes.
Making beats.
Do you feel like you're in like a competition with him? Like, do you feel like you're fighting for this for the notoriety?
Like in a I don't want. I don't want to share this space. I don't want to force a smile like that type of way. Like no, I mean I think. I think one of the things I was realizing about this past year, which was also, I felt really aimless, honestly, while I was abroad, and, like, over the summer, like, from, like, January to August, I was like, what am I doing? Because I didn't have, like, wait, what were you?
I said, are you beefing with Daniel CC? Oh, we weren't getting into an esoteric. Like.
Oh. I was just Jesus.
He's just frazzled. He's frazzled.
Sorry, famously frazzled.
Everywhere. I would say. Well, I think I tend to be, I tend to be more competitive, and like, or competition is what I feel like drives me. Mm. I realized recently, like, it's not even. And I realized it's not about, like, being the best for me, but it... Or, like, because I can't be the best, but is about doing it the best I can. And I feel like I... It's more so, like, I feel like I'm in competition with myself. And, like, I don't think I don't have, like...
So there's no beef there.
There's no beef.
What happens when there, like, is competition with someone else? Like, you might get rejected
even,
from something?
Like, from what?
Well, we know that you wanted to do a burlesque choreo.
Mm.
This semester.
Well, this is fragile.
So if you want to speak on
shan't.
It.
I don't think we should, honestly.
Oh,
I think it's for the best. I mean...
There's some real beef.
It wasn't even about... I mean, from what I heard, it wasn't about... Well, I didn't hear anything. but from what I...
You perceived.
From what the... Yeah, from the murmurs I heard from the ground, it wasn't about the tangible aspects of, like... You know how I shook it. You know, it wasn't about how I hit that thing down on the ground. You know, it was more about some of the some of the tension between the personas and personalities in space.
I love how you said that. That was so well said.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you think you would do a better job
than
the person that took your spot?
Allegedly? I mean, I haven't seen Their Dance. I'm sure. I mean,
in your core.
I mean, like, I just don't, like, it just, the opportunity was never given to me. Mm-hmm. So I literally can't, like, make the assumption that it would be good. It would be bad.
Do you think you're going to get, like, a re-up next semester?
Well, I'm trying for twins. Maybe. I don't know if that works.
I have literally no idea what that means. So, we'll congratulations.
See. Thank you. So I don't know, maybe. But I mean, not like a re-up as in like a revenge type deal, or like a re-up is just like in like another opportunity to try. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, there are always. Well, that's the thing. I kind of like am upset. Oh, well, I just like want there to be more opportunities to like try and like I'm that. Well, that's also like. I'm kind of grappling with, oh, it's, like, last semester of
burlesque. So you think, like, more like, people should be, like, allowed to, like, do things, like, try and, like, be a part of it?
Okay, why?
Well, just, like, we've heard some murmurings about your new opinions on ATO and who's being let in.
That's fair.
To quote, we said, you've said,
from last
ATO has fallen off and the vibe is weird now.
It is a quote that you said.
Who specifically are you talking about?
I'm dead. I don't think it's more of like a specific thing. I think it's more of a cultural shift that like
What would you shift about the culture?
What would I shift? Well, I would say that the shift that has taken place was I think there's less. I think it's become summer camp for some people.
It's like they're all like.
It's like we're like white queer people who like play cards and like I'm like
get them.
I'm like. Okay, like, this is cute, but, like, not what I signed up for. And, like, and don't...
You
like,
want to be in a frat.
I mean, like, that wasn't... I mean, not like it was really that in the first place, but definitely I do think that there's just where was more of an energy. There were just a lot of very substantial changes that that took place over the past couple years. I don't think the fact that we were not having... I think the fact that we weren't having parties has harmed us actually in a very specific way regarding, like... our outreach and like being able to like mix with like groups on campus and like not just like have like a bunch of like white people coming into the space and being like, oh, like I belong here, like I'm bisexual, you know, like it like just like there was a serious lack or there is a serious lack of like people of color like that has been like a real issue. Like, I mean, my pledge class was mostly people of color, which is kind of really insane to think about because like there was a giant reaction to that from the older white men in the space.
Really?
The
old,
yeah. I mean, not to get into it like that, not to have this on record, but like, yeah, I mean, because it's like, there is like, it is a predominantly white space, but I think the idea that there were more people coming in who weren't aligned with that really kind of, shook some of the older guys, the white guys up, who are, you know, far away now, I guess, in like rural Massachusetts or something. But like, yeah.
But that is sad because other people have like brought up like just similar things like about like the Tufts community, like the new freshman class. Like there's like a rising like.
Well, that's just like Tufts. Tufts wants something completely different. Tufts also, wants Tufts isn't really different. Like ATO at all. So
Is that why you're always on probation?
Do you think, do you think that there, like, there is something against ATO?
Oh, I mean, they just don't really know what to do with us, because, like, we're not a sorority, we're not a frat, we're, like, this weird thing in between that, like, Tufts just doesn't understand. And I also think that, like, we're not, like, DTD, like, the box set is DTD, you know, like, I mean, Godspeed, I hope they have a great time doing what they do, but, like, in terms of just, like, what ATO is, I think it's just, like... kind of just this weird strange middle space. And I also think it really floors the school that like we're able to kind of like keep kicking like even on probation, because like honestly like the parties aren't really why people like continue to be there, like I still go there a lot.
So being on probation being on probation you would say isn't hurting the community, it's more who's coming into the community.
I think it does hurt us, and yeah, I think it does hurt us in how we can reach out to sophomores and how we can reach out to different like student groups on campus, like my certain minorities, because like usually we do try to like mix with like.
I was gonna say, I remember when you guys would like throw.
And we'd be mixing with, like, it would be black, like, queer jumbos, yeah. And, like, yeah. And, like, because it's also, like, oh, yeah, like, the importance of, like, providing a space to people who, like, usually wouldn't, like, be able to, like, walk into, like, quote-unquote fraternity spaces. So then, which is, I think, the most, I think it is just, like, the most detrimental part of, like, you know, Tufts attempting to remove us as, in any sort of capacity, whether it be, like, trying to buy our house or, like, which would kill us, or I don't think it would kill us, but I do think, because I mean, people are still here kicking, and like people care about it, obviously. But I do think it is, but it's something that we've been cognizant about. We have a strong alumni network. We have, I mean, like, people really care about it. So I don't think it'll, I don't think it's going anywhere for the foreseeable future. So, a lot of words.
It's just become hot seat for the Tufts administration.
Yeah. Cool. IMK. Yeah.
That's why we have this space.
Yeah, it's to open up the conversations on campus.
Right, yeah.
Okay, I guess just getting into a couple, like, broader questions.
More fun.
More fun, yeah, questions.
Let's
like
lighten the mood.
Upping the mood. Maybe in a similar vein. just thinking about, like, weird, uncool, fallen off vibe. If you could remove anybody from campus... Remove them from existence.
Exile them from
campus. Who would you remove?
Does it have to be like a specific person? Should it like?
Well, what do you? What's
it
your
would
answer?
Preferably be. Sorry.
I yeah.
Can't read math,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say the consonants.
Yeah. So that, I don't know if that was really that came across.
You could do like a S, like a first name, like initials.
S. Oh my god. Yikers.
Yikes.
Anyway.
Okay, and now moving on to a different question.
Who would you turn gay if you could?
Fatu.
Oh. Just not for your own sake, but for
I think
the
she
women's.
Needs to be gay for the culture.
Yeah.
It's been
for women everywhere.
She's been queer baited.
And there's rumors that she might be on our show very soon, so we'll bring it up.
And we'll ask her about it.
That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear.
Do you feel that you're better than most people?
No.
Well, on like a scale of 1 to 10, where would you rank yourself?
Probably like 5 or something.
Wow.
At
average.
Tufts or like in general?
I just like, why would I like assume that like I'm better than most people or like worse than most people?
That's why we're asking it.
There's just like.
Why would I assume?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, who do you think, going back to our prior conversation, is the best DJ on Tufts campus?
Best
you don't
DJ?
Like, you don't like competition, Leo. But who's
who?
That?
Throwback to Leo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he's not here anymore.
No, we said currently.
You didn't say currently.
Well, okay,
currently. Well, we're adding currently.
I think that I like Daniel. I think MC.
Can you say his? Can you say his?
MCCC.
Yes.
MCCC. Yeah.
Were you upset that he got to DJ our party last night and not you?
No, because I got to enjoy it. And like that was like...
Exactly.
That was my problem with Halloween. Was
we were going to ask about that. It seemed like you were...
upset,
a little frantic.
Yeah, I mean, I just like really wasn't in the headspace to like squeeze it out of me, and like I mean, it was just like a me. It was genuinely just like a me problem, and like people did enjoy it. Apparently,
it was fun.
People have fun, which is important. I just like really wasn't like in the headspace for it, and like honestly, like the longer I was there doing it. And I didn't want to be doing it, like, the more upset I was. And also, like, I just prefer... Well, when I DJed my own party at my house, like, that... I was frustrated as well, because I... Not that I didn't enjoy it, but, like, I was just frustrated that, like, I couldn't enjoy the party.
Yeah.
Because you're working, like, you would say.
I wouldn't say I was working.
You wouldn't say that being DJ is a job?
I would say that I had, like, my own task to be doing, you know? So, like, I, like... Like, I needed to be there... doing that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Dance, okay. monkey dance, oh.
Final question.
Yeah.
Final question to leave this off.
Is this the hard hitter? I feel like you guys asked the hard hitter earlier.
What's the worst party you've been to this year, and who hosted it?
I'd say it was the Saint Celia party on Halloween.
Yeah. And anything to say about?
I'd actually have to agree with that.
I'd agree. Anything you'd want to say to those? To those people.
I mean, nothing to like say to like them. I mean, I couldn't even hear the music, honestly.
I think it was just like
I think
for it being Halloween, it was a little disappointing.
Well, I just kind of walked in. I walked in knowing it was going to be a party. I mean, I also didn't even think it was, like, that bad. I was kind of, like, sentimental about it being, like, it was a very, like, Tufts party. And, yeah, like,
it was pretty nice.
Wouldn't have traded it for anything else. And, like, it would have happened, like, regardless. And I also think that, like, I'm sure, like, they did a great job. I just also couldn't hear anything. Yeah. And it was just also, like, facey. And there were a lot of, like, young people who I didn't know, not in like a, not in like an I'm washed up way, because I don't believe in being washed up, but I